You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A U.S. Senate panel has just announced it's postponing a vote that was going to happen today on William Barr's nomination to be the nation's next attorney general. It's a procedural delay. Barr is still expected to be approved by the Republican-led Judiciary Committee. The vote will likely now happen next week. Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Gamaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Gamaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Republican Chris Christie's book hitting the shelves today, saying that President Trump has surrounded himself with amateurs, grifters, and felons. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The White House is putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting that country's pound oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation. And in a White House briefing yesterday, the Treasury chief, Steve Mnuchin, blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. He's the opposition leader. Two Florida congressmen are trying to declare animal cruelty a federal felony. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, are sponsoring the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It would make burning, drowning, crushing, suffocating, and otherwise hurting animals punishable by up to 7 years in prison everywhere in the United States. And singer Mariah Carey is being asked to cancel an upcoming performance in Saudi Arabia because of the jailing of women's rights advocates. She is supposed to perform at a concert alongside some others, including rapper Sean Paul, on Thursday. Women in Saudi Arabia were recently granted the right to drive, but some were arrested and even tortured after campaigning for that. A journalist from the Washington Post, of course, also killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul in October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, there's so many diets out there, and we know that the new year is often a time when people decide to make changes to their nutrition or to go on some kind of diet. So we decided to do a show today on the ketogenic diet. Here in a bit, we're going to be bringing on Tom King. He's the author of a book, Man Gone Keto. Before we get started, I just have to say how hysterical our family get-togethers have become, because now we have, you know, the vegan, the vegetarian, the gluten-free. We've got all these people that are particular dietary needs. And, you know, back in the day when everybody got together, there was maybe 4 or 5 things. Everybody said the same thing. But even family meals have become a little complicated, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You have the dairy-free, the gluten-free, the vegetarian, the vegan, the coconut-free, the nut-free.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
the shellfish-free. Then we have Dr. Anderson, who eats everything.
I was going to say, all you do is make a salad and put some turkey on the side and, you know, let the vegetarians bypass the turkey and you're done, right?
The vegetarians are not difficult. The vegans are difficult.
The vegan, yes. I once bought Happy Eggs from a Happy Farm, and it turned into a 30-minute discussion about if the chickens were actually happy or not. And I didn't do my proper due diligence in researching the place where the eggs came from. I wanted to literally pick up the eggs and throw them at this particular person. I was so angry.
So this is my comeback when you have one of those.
Okay. Right? So I'm all ears.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little ammo for your next round with them. They should thank me, all right? And they should thank you because of the fact that we choose to eat meat and animal products.
Yeah.
They are allowed the ability to choose to be a vegan because if it weren't for us meat eaters, there's not enough surface area on the earth to grow enough vegetable material to feed the population of the earth.
Is that true?
It is true.
Oh, so by, this is great.
Through evolution, one of the reasons man could propagate and become the dominant head of the food chain species was because we learned how to control fire. And by cooking food, meats, you actually free up more nutritional energy from it than if you eat it raw. So when we got fire, then we could get more nutrition from the same animal. And we could sit around and stare at the stars at night and invent tools and learn how to hunt and knives, et cetera, et cetera. So fire was one of those evolutionary events that advanced us, right? So next time, just say, well, you know what? You need to be thanking me because the fact that I just smoked those two racks of ribs out there on the smoker, you get to choose to be vegan because if everybody chose to be vegan, somebody's going to end up starving.
Right? I love this. This is great ammunition.
It shuts them up real fast.
I cannot wait to use that.
We love our vegan listeners.
We do.
I think it's a great choice.
It is a great choice. And if I could do it, maybe I would.
But for whatever reason, that group, and I generalize, gets combative about it.
That's the thing, right? It's not like, oh, don't worry, I'll eat whatever. They want to pick a fight.
Right.
And I don't know what that's all about. The other thing that...
They've obviously never spent time around cows, or they would say they're some of the dumbest critters on the world, and you should do them a favor and smoke them.
Somebody's going to write in or call in. Don't do it. Yeah, all right. So, The other thing I think that drove me crazy about this is when they pulled out what they were going to eat, it was this boxed fake meat something. It had all these ingredients that were filled with all these chemicals and fillers. And I was just like, why would you eat this? This is terrible for you.
It's like, what's worse, having the animal protein products or chemicals that could have side effects and go natural. So there's a fine line in there. I will tell you, I've done some of this stuff here recently. You've noticed that it's like, there's a lot of days I go vegetarian. But it's not like this choice. It's just I don't have this desire craving to do a whole lot of meat. But, I did get a nice new smoker assembled lovingly by my wife for Christmas.
Nice.
And
Smoked? Have you put something in
it? It is not going to go to waste. So come weekends, we're putting some on there. So we've done a turkey breast. We've done lamb chops.
Oh, nice.
A rack of lambs for those. Did a brisket. So.
Very good.
So is this an electric smoker or what's electric?
The wood pellets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it on. It's like idiot proof. I love it.
The key is when you put the wood chips on to pour apple cider vinegar over the wood chips.
Yeah,
it makes it smoke like crazy.
Oh, in the bin that stores them, those little pellets?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
He just started doing this. Where'd you get that tip?
I saw it online. I was watching a video on how to smoke turkeys, and that was the tip.
Yeah.
And, man, it
worked.
Work.
Yeah. The turkeys were terrific.
And this one's got the temperature probe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
With a remote control.
Not that bad. You plug it in. You got to go out there and actually check it on it, but it's not that hard, right? So you plug it in. You say, well, we want the turkey up to 165. Right. You go out there. Oh, look at that. It's 165. Take it off. It's done to perfection.
Yeah.
Right.
So we decided today to do a show on the keto diet because it's actually a diet that's been published in medical literature. And sometimes it's actually used as part of treatment plans for neurological disorders, epilepsy, cancers. It dates back, I did a little history on this. It dates back to 1923. There was a Dr. Russell Wilder at the Mayo Clinic, and he used it for the treatment and used it successfully in epileptics. And now there's these diets can vary because there's different ones, right? And they go by different names. But basically, the keto diet is rearranging the macronutrient ratios. So that's the fat to protein, the carb ratio. And the classic keto is 90% of calories come from fat, and then 6% come from protein and 4% from carb. And you know the purpose of the keto diet, like in general, like what they're
trying to
do?
Well, it's to keep you in a state of ketosis, right, where you have a lot of ketones in your blood, which suppresses your appetite and does other things inside the cells.
Yeah, it actually stimulates the mitochondria, and that's the powerhouse in your cell, and increases your inflammation and reduces oxidative stress, which is probably why it works so well in some of these neurological and other disorders, because it reduces inflammation. So, I mean, it's an anti-inflammatory diet. I think it's interesting. And there's different names where there's a classic modified keto, HCT oil diet, which we'll talk about that with our guest coming up, and then the low glycemic diet. Some people have heard of like modified Atkins. All these kind of fall into that category. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I think this is really exciting, you guys. So we've got to thank the University of California, Berkeley, because this is awesome research. And if you're someone who suffers from Parkinson's or seizures, this could change your life like forever. So they've discovered a closed loop system that can listen to and correct brain waves at the same time and in the same region. So it's like a pacemaker for the brain, but unlike some of those like stimulators, you know, those deep brain stimulators they have, they're not the same. So this little closed loop like learns it, and it's smart. So it knows what's what, you know, what's a true thing coming and needs correction, and what isn't, what's just movement or whatever. And it doesn't go inside, it goes on the outside.
So it's an example of artificial intelligence, which is just revolutionizing not only the world in general, but specifically in the medical field. This is just one indication.
Yeah, they said this closed-loop system, like they're going to be able to use it in all kinds of other applications. Like this is just the beginning.
Yeah. We're not going to recognize medical treatments in 10 years.
I know. I think it's fascinating. Hey, we got to give a shout out to our military. We love you guys and gals, and we thank you so much for your service, and we thank your families. We know that you listen to the show, because the show, outside of going on the 59 stations across the country, goes to podcasts under Staying Young Show 2.0, and we can see those downloads. We have coming up author of the book Man Gone Keto. It's Tom King. You've seen him all over. He's done lots and lots of interviews, but today he's going to be right here on the Staying Young Show, and we're going to talk to him about the keto diet and how it changed his life. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we're talking about the ketogenic diet, and we've got a special guest coming up, author of the book Man Gone Keto, Tom King. He'll be on with us in just a few minutes.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, for those of you that are nematodes, this article will have great meaning. Targeting the slow... She's looking, what the heck
what?
Is a nematode? It's a worm. Targeting slowpoke molecules gives aging worms gusto. So what can aging worms teach us as humans? So new research revealed a cause of the motor function decline and increased frailty in aging worms. It may suggest a way that we can help with the aging process in mammals, specifically humans, as we have motor functions progressively deteriorate with aging process.
Okay, what does that all mean?
So you notice that as people age, a lot of times things like their gait and strength and even to, you know, they get little fine tremors.
Frail, they get a little frail.
They get a little frail.
Yeah.
And so that's aging of the motor neurons. It contributes to that. I've often wondered and and get Dr. Gammon's input. You know, people, as they get older, they'll tell you they get nocturnal leg cramps. And, you know, I think that's sometimes aging of that motor neuron unit that's firing off when it's not being stimulated. And, yeah. You know, we have all kinds of, I say, naturopathic treatments for it, but no real cure.
Well, so. A lot of it could be nutrition, too.
It can be. So.
Their nutrition goes down as we go up. But, okay, so weigh in.
Are you trying to say I'm old, Mark?
Not at all. No. But no, you see clinically patients with the, you know,
I wonder why you were sitting there pouting.
It's one of those end of the visit things where, you know, the patients say, oh, by the way, you know, I'm getting these nocturnal leg cramps and, you know, I've tried bananas. I mean, that's a common one, or mm-hmm. calcium, or, you know, magnesium. They're looking at electrolyte, and you're looking at their labs, and
they're not
clinically deficient in any of those things. Yeah. You know, we give them quinine and, you know, all kinds of, I say, naturopathic remedies. Pickle juice is another one that, you know, but I think it's the aging of that motor neuron unit.
I think you're right. I mean, the quinine acts as an antiplatelet agent, in other words, a blood thinner. So there may be some capillary blockages and so on that occur. But you're right. A lot of this is age-related, unfortunately.
Well, the study just said that they've identified some chemicals that, you know, as we age, we may still be healthy, but you're going to get some of these systems decline. And so kind of the bigger picture is there's research now focusing not just on how do we slow down the overall aging process, you know, and if you slow the big picture down, then all these things get better. But some people may still, as they get older, develop neuromuscular or cognitive decline, or others may have skin manifestations of aging that need to be addressed. So we're getting kind of into disease or organ system specific treatments for that system being aged.
Well, you know, talking about staying young and reducing oxidative stress and all those things, the keto diet is something we're focusing on today. And we've got Tom King. He's the author of the book Man Gone Keto. And, you know, Tom, I'm really excited to have you on. I've watched some of your videos and some of your other interviews, and I really like your take. I think you can bring something to our listeners.
Yeah, I totally appreciate that. And it's fantastic being on your show. And I was just completely engrossed in your conversation about nematodes.
So, what motivated you to go keto? And then what type of keto diet do you really stick to?
Well, I try to keep myself in nutritional ketosis, meaning that I try to keep my my ketones at about 1.5 millimoles. So that's where I feel most comfortable. And the way that I got started in this was really not living a very healthy lifestyle. So I own a food ingredient company that we cater to, you know, companies in the sports nutrition category. So, I mean, I was selling products or selling sweeteners to companies that were developing products, you know, specifically for keto. Well, I was carrying around 35 pounds of extra weight. My blood pressure was off the hook. And I was in Vegas, and I think I just kind of bottomed out because I, you know, went to dinner with some clients, and they were buying. So I had a steak and potato and desserts and wine, and got back to my room at the beautiful Luxor, and was just like, what's going on here, you know? I mean, I couldn't stand what I was seeing in the mirror. And at that point, I think that the pain of my bad habits exceeded the pleasure that I was getting from them. And I, at that point, said no more. You know, I'm going to adopt a lifestyle that's healthier. So I just started journaling it. A year later, it turned into a book.
And so that's how you got to the Man Gone Keto. So, you know, out of, like, the ratio, do you follow a particular ratio? Like, do you go by the classic keto, or what kind of ratio do you follow to fats, to proteins, to carbs?
70% fat, 20% protein, 10% vegetables, or 10% carbs. And the carbs are generally derived from cruciferous vegetables, you know, like kale, lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, and such.
So what do you think was the hardest thing for you to do? Like, going through this process? Like, in the beginning, was it like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Or was it easy?
you know what? It was a lot easier than what I had thought it was going to be. I knew that I needed to make a radical lifestyle change because, you know, 35 pounds, while, you know, I can carry that weight because I'm 6'2", it just wasn't healthy for me. And my blood pressure was 190 over 99. So I was on, like, blood pressure. Yeah, I was on blood pressure meds. And it, you know, it really, at that point, you know, I had to make a lifestyle choice or not be alive.
You know, I advise my patients every day, must be 20 times a day, to keep a food diary and to follow their nutrition in order to help them control their diabetes or blood pressure or whatever the case may be. So I was very pleased when I heard you started journaling. What do you think the role of mindfulness is? I think it's critical in any of these diets.
I agree. I think it's essential. I think, you know, journaling, I think, was probably one of the most, you know, helpful modalities that, you know, that I brought into, you know, into this quest, because A, it allows you to do data collection, you know, so you can test your blood sugar levels, you can test your, you know, your ketone levels, your weight. I was doing temperature and also blood pressure levels. So, I mean, it was a great way for me to, you know, to do the data collection part of it, which I think is super important. But it also gave me the ability to, you know, to get down on paper the things that were going on inside of my head and, you know, some of the struggles that, you know, that I was encountering, you know, like with discipline. When I first started it, I thought, you know, oh, I could have a cheat day now and then. Well, that was more like a cheat weekend.
Yeah, that's how it happens, yeah. Right? I don't think you can hear the music, but I got to cut you off. We're going to come right back and continue this discussion. I also want to talk about this diabetes epidemic, which you call diabesity. I think it's a great name. We're going to get into it and how keto can help.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Warnings being issued to large portions of our lower 48 about truly dangerous record-setting cold and wind chills that are already impacting the Midwest and will soon sweep into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and will last well into the weekend. U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're talking about the keto diet today, and we've got a special guest, Tom King. He's author of the book Man Gone Keto. And I love that you have this this story, Tom, about journaling and kind of following your own inner guidance to kind of get your life together. And the keto diet seemed to really work for you. But I want to talk kind of round table here about the diabetes epidemic. And I'm going to start with you, though, because where do you think it happened, or why do you think it's the cause or the root cause? And then we're going to kind of round table it.
Well, I think that its causes lie in consuming too much sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates. And I think that back in the 60s, there was a New York Times story about this, how the sugar industry had lobbied scientists to write articles vilifying fat.
And
saying that sugar was a great source of energy. So I think that that was sort of the beginning of the decay of the American diet, because people were relying more on sugar. And it's sort of an insidious thing, because, you know, sugar is so cheap and it's subsidized. You know, food manufacturers can easily slip it into, you know, food products and be able to reduce, you know, other ingredients and compounds that might be more expensive. So I think, you know, that our diabetes epidemic is, you know, 100% caused by, you know, it's self-inflicted and caused by, you know, eating sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates.
All right, Dr. Anderson, your take?
No, I concur. I tell patients all the time, you know, sugar was traded on the New York Mercantile, but fat wasn't. So there was no advocate for fat, but there was for sugar, and there's a big economic reason not to implicate sugar as being the problem. And so they did. They paid off researchers and blackballed anybody who was looking at sugar as being the cause. You know, I'm concerned clinically that with the newfound kind of fascination with keto. I mean, a lot of times patients, you know, they'll go keto and they will cut out the sugary drinks and the necessary carbs, the breads and things like that, and they will get the success short term. But oftentimes they kind of hit a plateau. There's always that problem of sticking to it, but then, you know, they'll hit a plateau with it. And I'm not convinced yet that keto is a sustainable, good, balanced nutrition. I think eventually you get it. So, the pendulum swings. So we're way over here. Fats are bad, and we didn't denigrate, sugars. Now the pendulum's swinging the other way, and you see, you know, keto, Atkins, and et cetera over the last